All right. So we figured out the problem. It times out at about 29 seconds or 29 minutes and 59 seconds. So we figured it out. We got 30-minute segments. We're on part 3 of episode 2. And we left off on some cancel culture. I was talking about Chris D'Elia, but fuck it. We're gonna leave it off. We're going to hit some funny shit for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be more of the positive thing. So what was that fucking concept you had earlier?
Jose?
What's Jose?
With the Cuervo?
With the Cuervos? Big Cuervos?
Oh, yeah, dude. Fucking... So, last week, right?
Yeah.
Me and my girl, we were hitting the Jose Cuervo. I figured, it was like a Friday, Saturday, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was feeling pretty boring, right? So, I figured, fuck it, I'm gonna go get a bottle. Because beer didn't feel like it was getting it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I went and get me a bottle, Jose Cuervo. And, you know, we got lit. You know.
Hell yeah.
Had fun with that.
Hell yeah.
Played some games. Whatever. But, our homie Antoine.
Yeah.
The homie that was on the episode, you know, the last, you know, he hit me up. He was like, he shot from, you know what I mean? So I poured a big old shot. Big old shot. Maybe double shot. Nah, it was a double shot. But not even maybe. It was at least a double shot.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I recorded it, took that shit, sent it to him. And love the dude. He was like, ha, you know, like he replied back like, ha, you know, love you, brother. Fucking, you know, that's cool. Whatever, you know what I mean? I was like, yeah, you know, I had to take a shot for the one time. Even though it was probably like a double shot. But no, was cool. Nah, man, it was fun, man. Like, most people don't like tequila, but I like it. How about you? Do you like tequila?
Tequila's all right.
I like it. I think right now...
More of a whiskey guy, I think.
I was for a while, too. I think right now, tequila is my favorite. Like, alcohol, like hard liquor?
Yeah.
I think right now, tequila is my favorite.
Clear or brown?
Oh, clear.
Yeah. I will say, yeah.
Brown, yeah, whiskey.
If I'm actually going to, like, purchase some clear tequila, I'm probably going straight, like, you know, Patron. Some clear Patron. It's expensive, but that shit will get you fucked up. You don't need a lot. A couple shots, bro. Solid.
Oh yeah, clear. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but most people don't like it, man. And it was fun, man. I'm willing to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I get bad hangovers, but
that's I really need some hemp scent.
Some goddamn hemp scent.
That's what you need right there.
Yeah, some goddamn...
That's how I'm going to lead into that motherfucking topic.
Yeah, dude, some incense with some hemp in it, man. You need
that hemp scent, bro.
Some incense with some THC, maybe even CBD, both of each in it.
They'd probably do CBD first.
Oh, dude, you light it up.
And then you just, you know, lose your headache or
anxiety. And my thing is, man, is like you light it up and it smells good, right? But you get a high off it because I feel like there is incense, right? In the case of which it smells like hemp or it smells like like bud.
Like, that's like aromatherapy shit, though. You know what I mean?
But you got incense that smells like it, right? That smells like bud.
Yeah.
And it gets you high.
Yeah.
A hemp scent.
It sounds cool, but at the same time, I feel like you're just gonna get a bunch of fucking kids ordering that shit off eBay or Amazon. eBay is eBay even a fucking thing anymore? Amazon took over the world. I remember when eBay was winning. Remember that? Remember when eBay was way cooler than fucking Amazon?
There was a time in my life where I bought everything off eBay.
Yeah, because Amazon was trash. Now Amazon's like, bitch. I think it's because of Jeff Bezos.
Well, I mean. I think right now
he bought him out and that shit went big, right?
Yeah, and I think right now he is the richest man.
He is.
Publicly.
Yeah,
I don't think he's the richest man in the world.
Yeah,
but I think he's the richest man publicly.
No, yeah, I don't think
he's the richest man. The
richest man in the world. I don't think we'll ever have a public appearance.
No, but I feel like he's the richest man to be like, this is how rich I am.
Yeah, Yeah.
Like, he's the most...
Come on, man. You know he was at the the Epstein Island. He had to be. He had to make an appearance. He had to pop up.
Maybe be bystander?
Mr. Bezos has definitely got some skeletons in his closet, bro. Once you hit that level of power, dude, it's like...
It's insane to stop you.
It's level. It's like between kid fucking and murdering.
Yeah, because it's like, who's going to stop you?
Yeah.
And that whole Epstein thing is...
Like, I don't know what it is. Like once you become, like, a super billionaire, like, or, like, people like that in politics and shit, like, they just get a certain level of power, and then you're like, morals are just gone, dude.
Yeah, which is weird.
It's a power trip. It's kind of understandable in a weird way, because it's a power trip. So, like, but at the same time, it's like, how quick does, like, when's the number on the check? Like, what number on the check comes down to it to where the humanity is just
vanquished? Gone.
Just gone.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? What's that one number you get on that fucking pay stub that is just like, okay, I can fucking rape kids now? Like, what is that number? Like, it's fucking astonishing.
See, for raping kids, oh, man. I can tell you because I never raped a kid.
I'd hope not.
Yeah.
Don't dox yourself.
For any type, no, for any type of money. But, I mean, when you think about money, man, like, when you think about some things you would do for money, like, all right, let's think of it like this, right?
Okay.
$100,000. What would you do that seems outlandish that you would do for $100,000? Like, mind you, think about it, $100,000.
Yeah. Like, right now? What I do right now?
That, I mean, like...
Or just in general?
In general. Because, but $100,000 is a lot. But you know what's crazy is that some people,
You tell me first what you would do.
$100,000.
What's the worst you would do for $100,000?
I think I would definitely kill someone for $100,000.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You're going more that route with it.
Yeah, like, I feel like if someone came to me and was like...
You're like, I could do that.
Like, all right, like, I'll pay you this, right?
Yeah.
And, like, you're going to spend a great amount of your life in prison for this murder.
Oh, so you're doing time.
I'm doing time.
Okay.
And
so
I
you're getting caught.
Yeah.
It's not an inside job. You're getting caught.
I feel like $100,000. I feel like I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like at the
most. How much time, though? What are we talking here? Like, you're getting caught. $100,000. If you're getting caught, you're doing like some time, bro.
Oh, at least 25 to life.
Might not be worth it.
At least 25 to life, you would think, right? If you got caught, I mean, the justice system.
Years, dude, 25 years? How much money you would be making in between that time? I mean, just add it up, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, man. I mean, when you put it like that, it's not worth it, but...
I mean, dude, you're 21. You'd be 41 when you got out, and you'd only get out with $100,000. I mean, you could do some shit with that, but you'd run out quick, dude.
Yeah. Damn, yeah, that would run out quick. Might have to double it, 200.
Just one up.
One up.
Mario.
200.
I want that green
mushroom. But when you sit back and think about it, you're like, damn, that's a lot of fucking, that's.
You went straight kill. I was not going kill.
But when you think about it, like, most people, like, barely make, I mean, even a good person, right? Like, yeah. In a good field of work, like, make 30,000 a year.
Typically.
You make 100,000 off of killing.
But over 25 years?
Yeah, that is a lot.
In 3 years, that's 90,000.
All right, let's say 500,000.
That's the way in the stakes.
That is different, not right? That is different.
You get out with $500,000, you can waste $100,000.
Yeah.
And you might be all right. You can still invest. Or no, you can get out and invest. Now, that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, exactly.
$500,000 to kill somebody and do the time for it? That's some gangster shit.
I mean, I guess it depends on how you look at it, because it's like, how much money...
That's half a million, bro.
But that depends on how much you look at it, too, because it's like, how much money would you make in 25 years?
That's true. All right, say you're making 30,000.
A mil. Let's say a mil. Someone offers you a mil to kill someone.
Oh, dude, that's no cap.
You're doing 25.
That's no cap.
You're doing at least 25.
That's no cap. I'll be 42 when I get out. Or no, I'll be... Fuck, dude, I'll be 47. But see, you went kill with it. This is your concept. You got to think about that.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. 100. I was thinking about 100,000.
I do it.
A mil? I think a mil. I'm doing it. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, dude. It depends on the situation and how many years I would really get. Because if I got 25, I don't think I'd do it.
If they can help me out with a lawyer, that would help a lot, too.
Yeah, that's true. If we could get busted down to the... All right, say you get busted down to 15 and I'm getting a million, definitely doing it.
Well, there's always that off chance, too, of like...
Because I'm not trying to be 50 years old and get out with a million.
Yeah. Because
it's like, all right, maybe I can get my health situation right and then go live a great life for like...
Get my dental.
Live like a great life for 10 years and then get a wife. Like, I don't know, bro. That just doesn't seem like... You know what I mean? I want to grow in and grind through... You know what I mean? I want to experience shit. I don't want to sit in one spot for, you know what I mean?
25 years and then
get out and then do dope shit. Like, I want to do a bunch of dope shit and then lead to even doper shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's real. But damn, a mil.
A milli. What I would do...
Like, at 50.
You want to know what I would
do? At 50, you have a mil.
The worst I think I would do...
But then I would run through a mil quick.
The worst I would do for 100,000 right now is I'd probably let somebody pee on me.
100,000?
Yeah.
The worst?
In a sexual pee. Way.
I'd do worse.
Like, they pee on me just to get off. I'm thinking pee on me. Or, dude, honestly, dude, like, if the chick wanted to, like, fucking peg me for 100,000, I'd probably let her do it. Let me get drunk
first. All right, check it out. Like, peg me is a little more than...
100,000, dude? Like, off tops? You're not going to jail or nothing. That's one night. You wake up, you fucking got 100,000.
I'm definitely getting pegged.
Yeah, dude, you were spending it the next day.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting
pegged. The next day, dude, your life is amazing. Like, dude, yeah, fuck the soreness. Like, you're going to be okay. Like,
yeah, yeah. I was thinking about it, and I was like,
take one for the team, dude. Like, fuck, dude.
100, dude, yeah.
100,000 overnight, bro. You can. That's a life. That's definitely, I mean, a life changer.
Just I guess get, it comes down
just to get pegged or peed on.
I think it also comes down to circumstance, too, because, like, how long am I getting pegged?
Damn, that's true, because they're not coming.
Nah.
Dude, I didn't think about that.
Like, if you're getting pegged for 24 hours straight,
it's
right?
It's bad. 20, no, they don't have that stamina. But what if there's more than one?
Well, what if they what didn't... What's she doing? But what if they didn't bring down the basics, right? So let's say someone comes to you.
There's so many standards
right now. Here's my thing. Is what if someone comes down to you, and they're like... 20, all right, let's say they say like something like 24 hours to get pegged.
Yeah, we're cutting the deal right now. We're about to sign. And they're stating the facts. What's going on? What are all the stipulations here?
Exactly. See what I'm saying? You're asking a little bit more questions. Now, if they're saying a million to get pegged, you're like, okay. But if they said 24 hours straight of getting pegged.
Oh, you'd probably die. You would because of there's like such a thing to where your asshole can only take so much damage and you'll fucking die. It's like a real thing. Like, do you remember years ago? It wasn't too long. It was like 2014 maybe, where it was like floating around Facebook, that chick who fucking got fucked by the horse in the ass and died. And it was only like 6 pumps
oh,
in.
Oh yeah.
It was only like 6 pumps in, but it was floating around Facebook. She got fucked in the ass and died, dude. Everybody was throwing it through Messenger. It was floating around on the timeline. That was before it was called Timeline. It was called.
But it was also because the horse dick was so goddamn big, it fucking ruptured dude, inside.
It's
a fucking horse dick. But see, this is what I'm saying. Like, right? Yeah. This is where dude, questions come in handy.
We haven't even talked about how big the strap on is.
That's what I'm saying. If it's 2 inches.
Dude, it would never be.
But if it was.
But it would. Oh, if it's 2 inches?
If it's 2 inches, 24 hours.
I'm bearing through.
100.
I'm gonna have to shit at some point.
100K.
There's gonna be breaks.
All right. I'm
gonna
have to shit at some point. So 2 inches, 24 hours, 100K.
Dude, I think if I did enough drugs,
I feel like not even enough drugs, I'll do it.
Or blackout. Yeah, damn, dude, fuck it. Like,
dude, 100K.
Go in straight faced.
100K. 2 inches. It's a shit for me. Dude, you know what I mean? For 24 hours, I'm just taking a shit for 20.
It's like half a finger, dude. Like,
yeah.
It's like a finger.
But now we get into 6 inches.
We're hitting roughness. We're hitting levels.
6 inches, 24 hours.
We're hitting levels. We're hitting man clit.
Exactly.
We're hitting man clit.
Exactly. 6 inches.
Fucking man clit, dude. That's awesome.
Man. Mangasms.
Mangasms, dude.
Mangasms, man.
No hands ejaculatory.
For 100K? I would say no. If it's 24 hours, no.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
6 inches, 24 hours, no.
It's a lot of rubbing.
If it's 6 inches for, I think, maximum of 3 hours.
Nah, I don't think I'm touching 6 inches.
At all?
Nah.
Even for an hour?
Nah.
100K.
I'm gonna have
think, think what 100K hey, could give hour? You.
For an hour?
6 inches.
Oh, dude. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All day.
But 24 hours. But 24 hours?
Yeah, no, yeah. No.
A whole day?
No, dude.
No, yeah, exactly. No.
No way.
All right, now let's say this.
I'd start crying.
How, all right, for 100K, for 8 inches, how long would you go?
Oh, my God, dude. 8 inches in the butt? For 100K, dude?
That's a fat.
That's a fucking.
That's a fat length in your ass for 24 hours.
That's a decent growth. I mean, what are we talking? Is there girth?
There's girth.
I love how this episode is like girth and stuff. But if there's girth, Jesus. Try to make it to 45
minutes, hours, days,
minutes, what? Dude.
Minutes. So like not even hour. Like, yeah, that, I mean,
dude, is he aggressive? Are we easing into it?
Here's my thing, is dude. I'm trying to think like this, right? Like, yeah. Is there a point where your asshole just?
I think there is, dude. I think there's a point where it's just like, nah, son.
Well, I feel like your ass. No. I feel like
I don't know, dude. I've seen some wild ass porn.
I feel like there's a point where your asshole just stretches to the point where it's not even matters.
Dude, like I don't know about you. You ever seen like a triple anal?
Not triple. I've never seen triple anal.
I mean, dude, I've explored the deep depths of porn, dude. It's insane.
But I have seen some crazy shit. It's bad. And it's like if they could do. But then again, oh man, it's so hard.
You ever seen insertion porn?
No.
That's where bitches are sitting on like 3 foot bongs, dude, just in the ass. I don't even understand how it's physically possible.
All right, so maybe you could take in 8 inches, but they don't do it for 24 hours.
I don't know. These are trained girls. These are experienced. These are vets, yeah. Dog. They're dude.
These aren't
a horse dick. Don't even fucking. It's no comp, dog.
These aren't. I'm going to prom, assholes.
It's not amateurs.
Yeah.
It's no babies, bro. They're all matures.
It all comes down to money, time. I mean, you got to ask money questions.
What are we talking
about? Money and time.
Oh, we're back on the thing. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, money and time.
Went on a porn tangent.
Money, time, and length.
Dude,
yeah.
I don't know, dude. 100K, man.
I guess you're right, though. Girth does come into consideration. Girth
is a consideration.
Because if it's like a five.
If they're pulling out a horse dick, dude. It's...
All right, because check it out. If it's a 5-inch dick, but it's 5 inches wide.
Oh, no.
That's a goddamn tuna dick. Just straighten your ass.
That's kindling, bro. That's fucking. That's fire start.
Exactly. But if it's a 8, or this is weird. But if it's an, I think I'd rather have an 8-inch dick that's 3 inches wide than a 4-inch dick that's like 7 inches wide. Right?
Jesus, that's a fucking yeah.
Because though,
dude, I don't think you understand. I work in HVAC. I know I work with inches of spiral pipe. A 6-inch spiral pipe is taking both your hands to the furthest extent, and making the most perfect circle you can. And let me tell you, it's about the size of a small cantaloupe. 7 inches, my dude, you're gonna die.
But it's 4 inches deep.
I mean, at the most, you're getting a fucking. At the least, you're getting a colostomy bag. You're shitting through a bag.
So
for 100K, no.
So wideness.
Wideness is a problem.
Exactly.
Girth is a problem.
Girth is a problem.
To dudes, maybe not to chicks.
But check it out. If someone came to you and said, you know, 5 inches. 2 hours.
Why?
Or no, just a normal dick? But think about it.
Just a normal dick?
If someone came to you and said 6 inches, 2 hours, tell me you wouldn't at least ask the question.
Like normal dick, though? Oh, or like would I even... Yeah.
Oh, no, exactly. Like
I'm
someone...
already asking a question.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, normal dick? Let me see.
But I can see so many people in this world
But it couldn't be a dude, dude. It'd have to be a chick trying to peg.
Peg?
Yeah. No homophobia, but I'm not. I'm just not with that. I'm not. You know what I mean? I like the females. Because then maybe I could jack off a little bit.
If she was fine too.
If it was a dude, I'd probably just cry. Oh yeah, dude. If she was fine, dude.
Well, if it's a straight up dude, like,
I'm talking a husky, like wearing a flannel.
Like, if it's a dude, it's so much worse because
it's bad. It's bad because then it's just like
man sweat on man sweat.
It's demeaning.
Like, I ain't living that down, dude, man. That's pretty terrible. Like, if how do I not
ass,
even...
If a hot-ass chick's... I mean, that's just the facts of it. If a hot-ass chick's like, yo, dude, check it out. Like, 5K, 2 hours. I'm like, fuck you with a 6-inch dildo. And be like, shit, man. Can I get wasted and jerk off while we do it? I'll probably be down, dude.
A little bit, right? Yeah, dude. At least a little bit.
Dude, the male G-spot's in the fucking anus.
Yeah?
You probably come, like, fucking crazy, dude. But I mean, I'm not saying I'm doing
that's crazy too in of itself because I'm thinking of it like this, right? Mm-hmm. A guy in a trench coat. This is how I'm thinking of it, like, right? Oh, it's like there's not really much details. If a guy in a trench coat comes mm-hmm. to you, says 6 inches long,
yeah,
and then like maybe like 3 inches wide, no context, not female, not male.
You down? For how much though? There's no. You're not.
100K. Nah, 6 inches I'm long.
No, dude. Straight off in the trench coat.
You don't know if it's a woman or a male.
Dude, I don't know if it's a knife, dude. What are you talking about, dude?
Exactly.
He showed up in a trench coat. For all I know, dude, it could be a fucking drill bit.
Let's say it is a dick.
Nah, dude. Nah, dude. It's no straight up from the trench coat. You don't pull up
on yeah, that. For 100K? For 100K? No. 500K.
You don't pull up on nobody with a trench coat offering shit.
No.
Because, dude, you know what? While he's doing that, he's going to knock you the fuck out. And next morning you wake up, both your kidneys are gone, and you're about to die.
Yeah. And this guy is making millions.
Yeah, dude. He's like, dude, I just got me 2 kidneys. Fuck the dude. This shit was lit.
Fucking Selena Gomez is living.
Yeah, dude.
She had kidney problems or something, from what I heard. Which is, I don't know, that's hard.
She made somebody get a broom up the ass.
Maybe. Would you take a broom up the ass for Selena?
Hell no, dude.
I would.
Really?
Well, all right. It depends on how long this broom is.
Well, no, it's how far it's going in. Every broom has a distance. It's not short.
Yeah.
So how long is this broom going
Mac, in? All right, because for me, Selena. All right, so check it out. Selena's.
You have to mark out the measurements on the broom.
Selena Gomez is my dream bitch. Oh, right.
Yeah. No,
so, all right. So, for me and my eyes, to be able to fuck her, to get a certain level of something in my ass, 12 inches.
You're a better man than me.
It's a lot. It's dude, a honestly, lot.
Dude, like, I would kill somebody for that bitch, yeah.
Exactly.
Just for like an hour.
So, 12 inches?
That's
I'm like.
That's where I turned to murder. I'm like, oh, I get an hour with Selena?
Exactly.
I get an hour with Selena, and she's like, let me do whatever, bitch. Bro.
12 inches up the ass.
Murder. I'm not taking it up the ass for her, but I'm killing for her.
I'll do both.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I can't speak now, because if it happened right now, and she walked in here with a big old fucking stud, bro. She was like, if you both take it in the ass for 5 minutes, and it's a hammer cock, dude, and then she's like, you both get to DP me, you know we fucking do.
Oh, for sure.
Like, oh, no cap.
No cap.
You know what I love?
5 minutes, hammer cock. We get to fuck her. I'm doing it.
Yeah, dude. Because 5 minutes, bro, I can sweat through that. That's nothing.
Oh, she's a babe, dude.
I could watch. I'll just fucking put on a stand-up cone.
And just vibe out.
Watching Sebastian Maniscalco while you're getting fucked in the ass by a hammer cock.
Yeah.
He's like, what's the deal with these AirPods? And you're like, oh, God.
Be the longest 5 minutes of your life. You know what's funny, though, is, all right, so what if there was a time limit, though, with Selena? So 5 minutes up the ass for five, I'd still do it.
5 minutes up the ass for five, what, 5 minutes?
With Selena.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I'm still taking it. That's all I need. That's more than enough.
That's just to say you did it.
Exactly.
Even if I didn't bust, I mean, come on. Come on, dude.
In 5 minutes with Selena, you're busting.
Dude, see, you know what? I feel like a poser. I'm going to take it all back right now. If it was Demi.
Demi's pretty bad, too.
Dude, no. I'm in love with Demi, dog. I love Demi Lovato. That, bro. She's perfection.
She's pretty bad.
I'd eat that ass.
And I like how recently she's been posting pics on her Instagram.
And it's all natural.
Exactly.
And she's putting on her new clothing brand.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just saw an ad the other day on YouTube, and I was like, I'm in Chubb.
Yeah, I'm in it. I mean, it's a win.
Chubb City, dude.
You remember that show, Minute to Win It?
Yeah, dude. It was real big. What happened to that fucking show?
Probably canceled, if I had to guess. We need to come up with a show. Minute to be in it.
A minute to get penised.
And be with whoever you want to be with it.
60 seconds of straight stretching.
Exactly. So for 60 seconds, you get stretched out by Tyrone.
Stretched by Tyrone.
And if you make it through, you get to stretch out Demi or Selena.
How long, though?
For 60 seconds.
I don't want a day.
It's Demi. 60 seconds for 60 seconds.
I can't do 60 seconds. Not with Demi. I need to take my time. I'm going to need like an
hour. You can make it work.
I'm going to need like
60 minutes. Make it work.
I mean, I could, bro.
Exactly.
All right. Are we talking, is there break time in between? Because if you're getting penetrated and then going, you might need a minute to recuperate, drink some water, forget what the fuck just happened, take a shot or two. Like,
at max, I'm saying like 30 seconds, and then you get a 10-second break. And then 30
seconds. 10-second break?
Well, it can't be that easy, dude. Like, you got to.
It can't be that. Dude, that, what do you mean it can't be that easy? Like, it's easy enough.
Well, I mean,
hey, fuck it, dude. All right, yeah, 10 seconds, dude. I'm
all right, so think about it. All right, 10 seconds. For a whole minute.
No, 10 seconds before. You get 10 seconds to drink half a cup of water and slam two shots at the same fucking time. And then it's right into Demi.
All right, yeah.
No condom.
First, before you can even get into that, you have to last 60 seconds straight. No breaks. With
stretching.
7 inches.
I'm taking it, dude.
7 inch Tyrone.
I'm a goner. I'm taking it. I'm taking it, dude. Half cup of water, dude. Two shots.
You know, at first I was pretty confident, but now I'm thinking about it, man, 7 inches in my ass feels pretty bad.
No, dude. 60 seconds though, dude. Dude, you won't even be sore the next day.
I'd be a little sore. Like Tyrone getting in there.
Tyrone ain't playing.
Like,
that fool goes to the gym just to work his dick out.
like he ain't.
It has to be Tyrone.
Yeah, like he ain't passionately fucked.
When he pulls up, can he be like, "Yo, I'm Tyrone. I'm about to fuck your ass."
Yes, he's doing that, but at the same time, he ain't passionately fucking you.
No, it's raw.
It's raw.
Are we talking no lube?
No lube. Maybe a spit. Maybe a courtesy spit. There's gotta be a courtesy maybe spit. A courtesy
spit. Come on, man. That's all that you're getting a chance for
lifetime. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like 60 seconds of raw dog for 60 seconds of who? All right, let's say like whoever like you wanted at the time.
Yeah. Fuck it, dude. I'm all in.
So even if it's dry,
chips are in, dude.
I think I'm the same base.
Yeah, dude.
I think I'm letting my asshole get ripped, dude. All
right, guys. We're on the back end of it.
It's like, hold on. I think I'm letting my asshole get ripped.
Hold on, man. All right. Plugging it up. New music video dropping here in a few couple weeks. New weekly content will be coming out. Sorry that we didn't realize that they were cutting out after 30 minutes. We'll try to get a hold on that. But thank you guys for listening. It's been fucking fun. And this has hands down been the trashiest episode of
the trashiest of trashy.
So thank you guys.
Yeah, I'm Charles, this guy. Yeah, Murphy. This has been a pod of just trash.
All right. Follow him at IllMindedShiloh on Instagram. Love y'all.
Love you.